All
Pressure. Right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:30. I'm going to call this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance that'll be led tonight by Councilmember Feist.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thanks everybody for coming out. We don't have a super involved one tonight, so I'll start off by opening up the public comment. Again, this is public comment on all non-agenda items, but if you have any public comment on any non-agenda item, now is the time.
Public comment tonight?
No, I'm on the agenda.
Okay.
Please tell me.
Okay. I'm not going to read this whole thing because you've already said it, but I'm going to paraphrase. So, Dave Jensen, 401 West Gale. Even though West Gale Street has been designated as a go trucks route, dump trucks and other types of semi truck trailer combinations in excess of 90 feet with over 90,000 pounds, which is shown in photos 5, have routinely traveled 4 to 5 blocks the entire length of the street between Riley Drive and Morton on West Gale Street at travel speeds in the 35 to 50 miles per hour range. Photo 4 shows one oversized overload semi truck trailer combination trying to navigate travel on an East Hill and residential street. In order to do so, this oversized overload combination blocked both travel lane shoulders of the residential street, which is restricted both eastbound and westbound vehicular traffic, which further validates the point that this size of semi truck trailer combination should not be trying to navigate travel on East Hill and residential streets at all, especially in the alleyways. Even though numerous signed East Town, the police department citizen complaint forms with verbiage, narratives, and photographs were submitted electronically by me over the last 7 months, the East Town police chief's interpretation position was that even though the shortest route to travel to and from a designated truck route, either Main Street and or Wiley Drive to the vacant lot located on the north side of West Gale Street, just short of Morton Avenue, is Morton Avenue, which is approximately 2/10 of a mile or less, and not Gale, approximately 4/10 of a mile or approximately a minimum of twice as long a distance, and that the distance difference between Morton route and the Gale route is insignificant. We, the police department, are not going to measure the distance of the two routes and instruct a truck owner to travel that route. I believe Gale is the safest route, with it not having a stop sign between Wiley and the undeveloped lot, and has one last turn for the truck to make. As a direct result of that position, West Gale Street has been turned into a truck route that bypasses Main Street, and trucks can travel at speeds well in excess of the posted 25 miles an hour speed limit. Two, truck traffic that would have been required to travel on Main Street, a Montana state maintained route, now travels on residential streets that were never designed for that purpose, thus damaging the paved surface, requiring future premature repairs and or replacement, which all could have been avoided by simply enforcing the East Helena truck ordinance and the MCA traffic laws back in February, March of 2025, since other types of truck traffic now, like today, a motor grader was going about 35 or 40 down Gale, and dump trucks, semi-truck traveler combinations now routinely travel eastbound and westbound the entire length of West Gale Street, violating the East Hill and truck ordinance. In addition, the driver of the oversized overload semi-truck trailer combination shown in photos 1, 2, 3, and 4 stated to me he was not aware of any East Hill and truck route ordinance that applied to him, and that he could drive any of his oversized overload semi-truck trailer combinations on any East Hill and residential street, whether a designated truck route or not, even if he had no point of destination within the city of East Helena, which is confusing since either the East Helena Police Department never talked to this driver regarding my previous citizen complaints, and or he did not understand what he should have been told previously by the East Helena Police Department regarding violating the East Helena truck ordinance and the numerous MCA traffic violations on West Gale Street in East Helena. In addition, due to the police chief's interpretation position regarding the enforcement of the East Helena truck ordinance on Gale over the last 7 months, he previously categorized vacant lot per the East Helena police chief located on the north side of West Gale Street, just short of Morton Avenue, is now evolved into not only a commercial storage facility storing multiple types of equipment and vehicles, but now the site has evolved into a fully functioning earthworks business at this location, loading, unloading, and storing multiple types of dirt and rock, where the dump truck, empty, fully loaded, and are pulling trailers with equipment shown in photos 5, 6, and 7, along with other semi-truck trailer combinations shown in photos 1, 2, and 3, that made multiple up to 5 to six or more trips daily up and down Gale Street for months, but not utilizing West Gale Street to make transient business point of destination that benefited any known East Hilda resident, thus incurring an excessive amount of wear and tear damage to this residential street that was never designed or built for this type of truck traffic. In closing, these types of trucks can't safely navigate travel the residential streets per the East Hilda truck ordinance, then they should not be allowed to navigate travel on them, especially if they're providing no benefit to residents who live within a designated residential neighborhood and has or is adversely impacting the East Hilda residents' quality of life, increase the danger to their family members, and also will also ultimately result in further damage to their property, along with adversely impacting and excessively damaging the existing pavement of the residential streets, thus creating an excessively large financial burden for the residents of East Hilda to fund. There's a follow-up to Main Street park tables, photos 8, 9, 10, and 11, show additional concrete issues that either need to be repaired to an acceptable condition or the concrete slab replaced entirely at no cost to the city of East Elma by the vendor that was paid to supply the tables originally. And photo 12 is just another example. Once you lose control of the truck ordinance, it just shows another recent example of a truck MCA violation that occurred when a delivery truck came to a complete stop again to make deliveries in the business district, forcing westbound traffic to travel around the delivery truck into the eastbound travel lane and into oncoming eastbound traffic. We just need to start enforcing the ordinances once they're put on the books, enforced equitably, because once you lose control, all those truck drivers start doing it. We start seeing each other. Like I said, we had multiple dump trucks and stuff running up and down Gale. They just follow each other right down that down Gale. Thank you.
Thank you for your public comment.
May I ask a couple questions about public comment?
You're welcome to.
The property that's being referenced where these trucks are going, are they in the city limits?
They're not.
Knowing that they're not, that is not in city limits, is that the only point of ingress for that property currently?
The only means of ingress to the that property is from Morton Street, correct?
From Morton and Gale.
Or Gale Street, yes.
Okay. Do we have the ability to require a county resident to put in a new ingress into that property?
It's not our property, it's not in the city.
Right. Just asking, I want to know this better because I do understand. I do see too that there's a lot more traffic with it, and it's frustrating when we have people use our roads all the time. We can't, to an extent, control all of it. But with that, and the property where I had another question about it now, I don't remember what it was. All right, those were the questions that I had so far. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment on non-agenda items? Seeing none in the room, is there any online? There's nobody online? Okay, thank you, Amy. That'll move us to the approval of the October 21st, 2025 minutes. In front of you have those minutes. I will open up the public comment on the October 21st, 2025 minutes. They are in the book.
Okay. Amy made a mistake. Go in your file.
I move to approve the minutes.
Let's. Any public comment on the minutes? Seeing none, council.
I move to approve the
minutes. I have motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Well, we do not have a court report.
We
do. Yep. What is it also? Oh, it's on the table. Okay, yeah, you have one on the table as well. I didn't see it in the packet. Sorry. Once again, just addressing the financial of the court. I know we haven't seen Judge Lovelace in a while. Please be patient with him. He's had a difficult time with his family lately, so I think that we should, no grace here is certainly in order. That brings us to departmental reports. First up, as always, Amy.
Down in the bottom right hand corner, that's what your dog will be wearing in calendar year 2026. The EPA starting next month will be given a brief monthly update and be able to answer questions if anybody's wondering about the yard cleanups and things like that. Utility billing, we send out bills every month for about 1,064 accounts. 421 of those we now send by email. A lot of people sign up for ACH bill pay, about 214, and then other people prefer not to have that come out every month. So use either Doxo or the credit card payment options. Most people still use the cash or check. I also attached some reports from those online payment systems. Those are for October. Bottom one in particular is credit cards in October. And then I have a very brief quarterly report ending September 30th. And the revenues and expenditures are both coming out at about 25%. So we're right on track for money coming in and money going out.
Thanks, Amy. Next up is Chief Sanders.
Evening, everybody. Well, we had another large call for service among the over 710. Just ask that the citizens be a little patient. A lot of things going on and one officer on at a time, so we can't cover the whole town at the same time with one person. Department has firearm qualifications on Thursday. And we got a call from Axon. They're the ones with our car cameras and body cameras. A couple weeks ago, they have a couple new technology options with their body cameras now. So we started a 30-day trial. One is translation ability. It covers like 250 different languages. So it'll translate both ways with people that aren't speaking English. We haven't had to try that out, or I haven't had the opportunity to try that out yet.
Councilman Ferguson's going to speak Cajun if you want to. She can try it out.
And then the other feature is an AI report writing capability. They take the recording off of the body camera. They put it into a report. And it's about 75-80% of the report. Officers have to go in and read it and add things and make sure things are correct in the descriptions and whatnot. But there's been some calls where there's, like on the crash, you know, four or five people talking at the same time and whatnot, and they're able to split that out and make the comments really clear and everything. So it's pretty neat. But anyways, so we've got a couple more weeks of trying that out, and that's neat, some of the things that technology has nowadays. So, and just a big shout out to Kevin and his crew for the tree debris cleanup in JFK Park. I know that place just was horrendous with tree branches and everything else that came down, and just looking at the transformation over the last couple of weeks, it's been really nice. I know it's been working really hard over there, so big shout out to you, Kevin. That's all.
Thanks, Chief. Maybe we can get one of those AI things for me to wear so I can understand Kevin. He talks to me, I forget it all. He goes pretty fast sometimes. All right, Kev, you're up.
I did not come, Brandon. So JFK was a mess. The guys did a lot of hard work down there. There's a couple that there's still some widow makers, I guess, hanging from there. And Fields Tree Service is coming out tomorrow to look at those and see if they can help us get a few that we just couldn't reach with our bucket truck down and stuff. So anyway, in front of you is the very exciting facilities master plan. So that'll be on November 18th meeting, but this gives you guys a couple weeks to come through that. I know you guys are pretty well up to date on stuff, but if you get bored and have questions, don't hesitate to yell out in between now and then, but there's your copies of that. Other than that, just two quick things. You have my report. Helena Sam finished the paving on a couple blocks West Riggs, if I can talk, the Wiley Drive, widening of the shoulder there. And then they did a bunch of patchwork down Valley Drive for us. The patchwork down Valley is just what it sounds like. We're just trying to keep that together until we get into construction. So it's just doing just an old delay on top of this stuff. We know it's bad, but the cheapest is the best for us because literally we're ripping it up, right? And then we did get email confirmation finally from Gene Kaufman from Federal Highways. I don't know if he's working for free, but he finally did send out an email that they have forwarded our grant agreement onto the program office. So we will hopefully, fingers crossed, within the next couple months. When I talked to Gene, I said, you know, I just asked him what his gut is. He still feels that probably by the end of the year we can have a signed agreement in place. We just don't know until we get their actual comments back. So, but everything that he told us to change and edit, we did as we were directed to do. So, that, any questions?
That's a big deal, that last one.
Awesome. Can we have cake when you sign it?
Man, should have a big
market. Let's have cake.
That's a really big deal to see that moving, though. That's
doing construction on Valley Drive, but yes, at least it's moving ahead. That's it. That's all.
Campbell's not online. Pete Campbell's excused. That leads us to unfinished business. The first one is the second reading of the Rose Hills second reading of the ordinance number 293, adopting amendments to the zoning ordinance to add Rose Hills a PUD regulation to Chapter 3. So this is the second reading regarding Rose Hills. This is, of course, for the amendments to the zoning ordinance to allow this to be a planned urban development. Nothing has changed since the first reading. It is exactly what appeared to you last time. So it is the same ordinance yet again. Any public comment on the ordinance? Seeing none, council.
I'll make a motion to accept ordinance number 293.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Then ordinance 294, which is amending the land use map and the zoning district. Once again, same thing, pertaining to this is for the Rose Hills PUD as well. Nothing has changed again on this one. Same stuff. We went over it all last time, but it is exactly as you approved on the first reading. Any public comment on ordinance number 294? Seeing none, council.
I'll move to approve ordinance 294.
Call the motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Let me write on this. That brings us to new business. Don was, I don't know, hanging out at where we at? Where we at?
The last three functions I went to, Tom Rolfe has got me in the corner on each one of them.
Tom Rolfe has said that he would like to get Don involved in the Water Protection District, the Water Quality Protection District, and Judy has served that capacity. And so we're asking. Don has had his arm twisted by Commissioner Rolfe, and we're at the point where I think that Don would be interested in doing that. And so we have it here to appoint Don as our representative to that Water Quality Protection District. Nothing really exciting. Is there any public comment on that? Seeing none, council.
Who has been serving on it?
Judy.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. And what's that? Well, I'll move to approve the Don's appointment.
Motion to approve and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Stay. Everyone. Okay. Perfect. Easy peasy. Next up, we have a request for a fee waiver for the fire hall for the East Side Aquinas Club. They'd like to use it on Wednesday, November 12th from 5 to 7:30. Brad is here to that effect. Brad is here to that effect. Turn it over to Brad just a second here. I'd like to just point out, I met with two representatives of the Kiwanis Club, along with Chief Sanders this week. They all run together, man. They were moving forward with establishing an East Helena-centric-based Kiwanis Club, and I think that's a really good thing for us as a community. I think, you know, you guys are aware what the Kiwanis does the community. Know that former member of the community, Rick Piper, was very involved, and I think Rick would be very happy to see us move forward. One of the things we have always done is, you know, allow facilities for club uses like this and things like that, and it's something we talked about. So to that end, we have Brad here with a request at this point.
Thank you. Yeah, East Helena Aquinas Club's reform. Currently, we have 28 members. We hope to have 35-40 by December. Aquinas is a service group that supports children in the community. There was a East Helena Kiwanis Club here before. Rick Piper's dad was a big part of that, Clark Piper. I think in November 12th will be the only time we'll need that. Missouri River Brewery has joined the club and offered their facility. But we had planned to use the fireball on November 12th.
All right. Any public comment on the request? Seeing none, council.
And the clarification is for free.
This is for fee waiver, yes.
Yes. So I'll move to approve the fee waiver.
A motion.
Fire Hall on the 12th.
To approve the fee waiver?
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Well, we're moving right along. Our assignment for today. That leads to the mayor report. I'll start with, we met with Kiwanis. Good to see them reforming that. Fun stuff. We got to hand out candy. We had obviously been in the paper a little bit about the water rights stuff. Not very little social engagement on that. Didn't receive a lot of like social, feedback on that. Like you do some things, but when you hand out candy, you hear about it. So people do read it, and so it was good to hand out candy and just see that people were at least intrigued by it. Water rights, as we all know, are a complicated issue and. See people are reading it and paying attention. So there's more people out there paying attention to it than you think. So that was good to see. And obviously awesome to see all the costumes of the kids and smiling faces. I think everyone helped out pretty much around that. So it was good times. And we had a meeting with the Oakland group. Me and Kev sat down with the Oakland group and all their representatives. Greg was there. Kind of hashed out some of the, where the city's going, what we're doing with water rights. Got some further clarification on the Oak Group as to their current ideas and what that'll be, and some, just keeping lines of communication open and having some understanding of what that development may look like. So I think we had a productive meeting that was a good. My understanding, the Oak Group is supportive of our water rights position, and we got some good clarification from them as to where the numbers and stuff, where they're going. So we know those change frequently, and we got some updated information on that. So. It was a good meeting. That was about it for me. Internal stuff, but that's every time. All right. No question for me. I'll open up to council member reports. First off is Don.
nothing to report. I've been gone.
Councilor Leland.
I don't think I have anything either. I passed out candy.
And brought Mark to do it, which
yeah,
you got the big guy. Yeah, you got the big guy in there.
Yes.
Oh, it was good.
Yep.
It was so crazy. Bananas. There's a lot of candy being handed out.
We were the last ones in there. Everyone else folded up, and we still had candy.
Handed out till it's gone, huh?
When we finally started giving up, and then people would come in, do you have any M&Ms left? Do you have any of this left?
Or Hershey's almonds only.
Just a little trail. Yeah. So the little stragglers got the end of it.
There you go. Councilmember Feist.
Busy couple of weeks. Appreciate Public Works. Red Ribbon Parade was good, and the police department. Did have a visit with some folks that are interested in the Town Pump property and connecting them with Town Pump. Had a chamber board meeting. I did one of the EPA interviews. I don't know if any of you have done those. They would like more city elected folks to participate. They do their five-year review interviews and kind of your perception of Asarco and the property and the cleanup from Asarco. And so it was interesting. I did one of those, and you could go down to when they do their EPA meetings, I think on Thursdays at Galaxy Roasting, but did one of those. Handed out Halloween for trick-or-treaters and then the game. Did attend the East Helena Kiwanis Club meeting and looking forward to that becoming an impactful group in the East Helena community. So I appreciate that as well. Was invited by the Helena ambassadors. They're the red coats in town, and was invited by them to participate with the city of Helena and Lewis and Clark County. And we all gave an update just on what was going on. Helena's was focused on the election. The county was focused on a whole bunch of different things and projects. But it was good to hear them. A number of them have concerns about our water rights issues, and they want to know too how they can be supportive of the city of East Helena. Because they have concerns with the direction of that past information and want to be supportive of the city. So keep that in mind as well. And then a great casino night out at Kleffner Ranch for the East Helena Vigilante Booster Club. Just a lot of really good community things. So appreciate this town a lot.
Right. Councilor Ferguson.
I don't have anything to report. Sorry, mm-hmm. I couldn't hand out candy. One of my eyeballs was. That's way bigger than the other one.
It's been a great costume.
If the cops
are doing a cough.
Well, when both eyes are bad.
Yeah.
It's I got two.
All right. Legal report. Pete.
Was on vacation for a couple weeks that got extended a bit due to a storm, but happy to be back. The court is going well. When we hear CFS's call for service, there's many of those turn into citations, and some of those folks decide to continue their efforts. And we give them every opportunity to do so through the criminal justice system. So we're busy over in the courtroom, which is fine and great. The judge is back, and we are moving through things. Had an evidentiary hearing yesterday. We'll have one on the 12th, which is just another opportunity for folks to exercise their rights under our Constitution, which we fully afford them. We have a couple bench trials tomorrow, and then just given the amount of time that we've had to, the judge being out and myself, we're looking at a couple busy months through November and December, but things are good. The courts are going well. The officers are doing a great job. It's just, again, providing that opportunity for folks to state their case in front of the judge. Have not made any meetings. I missed the last one, so I appreciate that and glad to be back. That's it.
Thanks, Pete. What do we got left is paying the bills.
Oh. I'll move we pay the bills.
And the motion to pay the bills?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll be set out. We'll adjourn this meeting at 6:56.
Holy buttons. Wow. Fastest in history.
Good job. Oh,
not a lot, I don't think.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
We pretty much
yeah. No, now.
This long.
Oh, good.
Good thing your eyes are working.
That's right. No, my regular yearly contact. I formed my retina somehow. They lasered it all around it all the way around. It's okay now. Don't bother when you pick it up. Just go straight up.